AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Police officers who tried to keep the pro-Trump mob out of the Capitol building during the January 6th insurrection testify before a select House committee.
Washington Metropolitan Police Officer Michael Fanone described being tased and beaten unconscious.
As I heard chants of kill him with his own gun.
For Capitol Police Sergeant Aquilino Gunnell, it was the thought that he'd die during hand-to-hand combat.
It's like something from a medieval bottle.
Both men blasted Republicans whom they say have downplayed the riot and resisted hearings.
I feel like I went to hell and back to protect them and the people in this room. But too many are now telling me that hell doesn't exist or that hell actually wasn't that bad. The indifference shown to my colleagues is disgraceful.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
As coronavirus cases continue to climb, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention now recommends even vaccinated people go back to wearing masks indoors in parts of the U.S. where the Delta variant has touched off a surge in cases caused by people who haven't been vaccinated. President Biden says the change is because of those who haven't gotten the shots.
If those other 100 million people got vaccinated, we'd be in a very different world.
Biden also says his administration is considering requiring all federal workers to be vaccinated. During a visit with rank-and-file members of the U.S. intelligence community, Biden promised that unlike his predecessor, he will never politicize their work.
You will never see a time while I'm president of the United States or my administration in any way tries to affect or alter your judgments about what you think the situation we face is. I'll never politicize the work you do. You have my word on that.
Biden also noted that recent cyber and ransomware attacks have been blamed on agents traced back to Russia and China. This is AP News. The Texas National Guard will now start arresting migrants who cross the southern border with Mexico. AP Shelley Adler has the details.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he's ordering National Guard members to start helping with arrests along the U.S.-Mexico border. The announcement comes as the state begins filling a formerly empty prison with migrants accused of trespassing. Abbott says the Guard will assist troopers with arresting migrants on state charges, but gave no further details. Meanwhile, an attorney for the American Civil Liberties Union called Abbott's latest orders unusual and extremely troubling. The move is part of a broader campaign by Abbott to toughen border enforcement as the number of crossings remain high.
Big 12 College Conference members Texas and Oklahoma have formally asked to join the Southeastern Conference in 2025. SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey says this league will consider the request in the near future. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.